We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, and it's four lines before the Mishnah, B'Habayim Mutarim. B'Habayim Mutarim, the Mishnah taught that it's permitted to do business with those returning from a temple of idolatry. Ravina b'shem Rav Yirmiyah b'shein chazirosam kilchosam avalim haifa chazirosam kilichosam af aboim asurim. Ravina, quoting Rav Yirmiyah, said this applies when they're returning, it's not like they're coming because they are not in groups. But if they are in groups, as they were when they came, it's permitted to do business with them as they appear to be planning to return to the temple. Now we learn, come to the Mishnah, noidois hanochrim v'kam keneihem v'yayin Yisrael konos bohem asurim v'yisur isahanor divrei Rabbi Meir. Rav Meir says, if a Jew put wine in leather bottles or earthenware jugs of idolaters, it's prohibited even to derive benefit from the wine. It's permitted to derive benefit from it as long as he doesn't drink it, because the prohibited wine is not recognizable and it's merely in a mixture with permitted wine. And the Gemara says, Noidois anochim, gurudois hare elu mutarois, zufutois hare elu asurois. New leather bottles that were not coated with tar are permitted to use. However, if they were coated with tar, they are prohibited, because since they would usually put wine in the bottles whilst the tar was still hot, in order to negate the bitter taste of the tar, therefore there's wine in these bottles, and that's why they're prohibited. Nochri Ovdon V'Dovivon Yisrael Oymed Al Gabov Koinus V'Seichon Yain Ve'Einu Choshesh. If an idolater is coating a bottle and dripping into it a Jew's wine, if the Jew is supervising, is permitted, the Jew may be put wine into the bottle and does not need to worry about Yain Nesech absorbed into the walls. B'chash Loimah Shema Nisechu. The question is, when the Jew supervises, how does that stop the idolater making it Yain Nesech? Rabbi Abba answers, the wine is being absorbed into a disgusting thing, and it's not common for an idolater to make it Yain Nesech in such a case. If that's the case, so why must the Jew be supervising? The answer is, perhaps the idolater will exchange the Jew's wine for his own Yain Nesech before he drips it in. The kankanei nochim chadoshes mutarois, afa pi shehein zufutois, yeshonas asurois, afa pi sheinan zufutois. Earthenware jugs of idolaters, so if new ones are permitted to use for wine, even though they're tarred, and old wines are prohibited, even if they're not tarred. Hachat ama zufutois mutarois, b'achat ama zufutois asurois. The question is, why are new tarred jugs permitted, but tarred leather bottles are prohibited? Amirabo answers, Ani amati azavson shel kankanim ve'inoisnim l'seichem chomets v'shar shezoisan oisam. I investigated the tarring of jugs and vinegar and wine are not dripped into them. V'yakob ba'acha b'shem rabbanon, yayin she'osa b'shtia v'mutu v'hano, nichesu l'seich kankanim, nasu hakankanim k'yayin. V'yakob ba'acha, quoting Rabbanon, said, wine that was prohibited to drink but permitted to derive benefit that was put into jugs, when the walls absorb the wine, they become like the wine itself. Pino v'kanas l'seich yayin, Yain acher, nase yain kankanim, pino v'kanas l'seichai yain acher, hayain osa v'kankanim mutarim. If the wine was replaced with other wine, the wine becomes like the jugs. If that wine was replaced with other wine, which is the third wine to be in the jugs, the wine absorbs from the walls and is prohibited, but the jugs can now be used for other wine and will not become prohibited. V'lam osa b'shtir umutu b'ano, why, according to the Rabbon of the Mishnah, the wine absorbed into the bottles and jugs is not considered actual yain nesech, so why is it prohibited to drink and permitted to use? Again, Rav Meir Amar Asa B'Shtir Uba'anoya, it's because Rav Meir prohibits it completely. The Rabbanim didn't want to be completely lenient to even permit drinking it. Amri Rav Bar, Kishahalach Rav Akiva L'Zifurin, Asun Chalin Lei Kankanim Shonochrim B'Mehi Ta'arosan. Rav Abba said that when Rav Akiva went to Zipurin, they asked him, how can we kasher the jugs of idolaters? Amar Mizu Limadti Aleihem Ma'im B'Shash Einim Zifutois At Ma'am Mutarin, B'Shash Einim Zifutois Ela Shiniz Kalfa Zifasam L'Koshakein. Rav Akiva said, from the law of new jugs, we can learn that the tar can be peeled off. If when they're not tarred, they are permitted because they are new and there's no concern that the idolater put wine in them, then when they're tarred and the tar was removed, they should certainly be permitted. But when I came and said it to my colleagues, they said that it's the tar that causes them to absorb. It should say, if an idolater put water in his new jugs, a Jew may put wine into them without any concern. It should say, Yisrael memalei oisam mayim shloisha yomim me'eis le'eis ve'ne choshesh. Konas anochi le'seichan yayin, Yisrael konis le'seichan tzir, oimuris v'choiz v'konis le'seichan yayin ve'ene choshesh. That's the correct gesa. If the idolater put wine in them, a Jew should put water in them for 3 days, replacing the water every 24 hours. Alternatively, a Jew may put fish juice or fish pickling juice in them, as those juices burn out the wine, and he may then immediately use it for wine. Rav Yochanan Nofak Tagati, to Rabbi Yehudun, Nasiya, La'akai. Asim Shalon Le, Kankanim Bemahu Tarasim, Amamizunim Anti Aleim, Mayim Bashasha, Kanas Nochi Lasechai, Tseh, Amurias, Yisrael, Koinus Lasechai Yain. Rabbi Yehudun went to the orchards of Rabbi Yehuda at Nasiya, who was a grandson of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, in Akai. They asked him how to kash a jug that were used to wine by idolaters, and he said, once fish juice or fish pickling juice has been put in it, it may be used for wine. And there was a dispute as to how Rabbi Yochanan finished his statement. Rabbi Yasa b'shem Rabbi Yochanan and b'shashe machnisam la'or like oshakein. Rabbi Yasa quoted Rabbi Yochanan as saying that they must be put in fire to burn out the absorbed wine. And Rabbi Chiya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan and b'shashe mashchil es zifasam like oshakein. Rabbi Chiya quoted Rabbi Yochanan as saying that certainly if he removed the tar from the jug, he may put wine in it. Kaimun in, and the question is, how is it possible to put the jug into a fire without breaking it? In, come in. If it survives it, it survives it, is the answer. And the Gemara says, Kasi, Rabbi Yossi, Amma, Asurais, Rabbi Ami, Ami, Amma, Mutaris. Earthen were cups of idolaters, Rabbi Asi said that they are prohibited, and Rabbi Ami said that they are permitted. Rabbi Yaakov Acha, Amma, Rabbi Asi, Makshe, Kian, Amrin, Ahein, Kuza, Leibala. Rabbi Yaakov Acha, quoting Rabbi Asi, said, do you think that we say that a small earthenware jug does not absorb? It certainly does absorb. Rabbi Abba, Amma, Sheshus, Shal, Man, Anna, Amrin, Hain, Dahain, Shalmim, Raglaim, Leibala. Abba, quoting Rishesha, says, do you think that we say that a bedpan does not absorb? It certainly does, and so does a cup. It's therefore going to need kashering. Rabbi Yaakov ba'acha, Rabbi Shimon ba'acha, b'shem Rabbi Chanina, kankanei nochim, m'malam mayim, shloshu yomim, me'eith le'eith. Rabbi Yaakov ba'acha, Rabbi Shimon ba'acha, quoting Rabbi Chanina, said, earthenware storage jugs of idolaters in which wine is kept, water must be kept in them for 3 days, changing the wine every 24 hours. Rabbi Yaakov ba'acha, Amma ba'asi, makshi ba'abdin kain. Rabbi Yaakov Acha asked, do we rely on this method? Rabbi Yossi, M'alchaya, Ayel, Uvda, Koimi, Rabbi Anna, Amalei Ha, L'Sha'ava, Amalei Shari, Harikat Chila, Amalei Asa. Rabbi Yossi of M'alchaya asked such a case to Rabbi Anna. Rabbi Yossi first asked, what is the law if he had already used this method? And Rabbi Anna said it would be permitted to use them. He then asked whether ideally this should be done. Rabbi Anna said it should not be done. Rabbi Yomia, Aza, L'Guvlana, Ho, Rabbi Elaine, Pitraya, Rabbi Vaya, M'mala, Nois, and Gimel, Mayim Gimel Yomim Me'eith Le'eith. Rabbi Yirmiyah went to Guvlana. He ruled that the large round earthenware barrels should have water kept in them for 3 days, changing the water every 24 hours. Amaya Isbazas Zike V'kibli Yisol Goy Didei Asa Uvda Komid Rabbanon Ami Memale Oisem Mayim Shlosh Yomim Me'eith Le'eith. An Aramean's wine bottle split open, and a Jew managed to direct the wine into his own bottle. Rabbanon ruled in order to be able to continue to use that bottle, he should keep water in it for 3 days, changing the water every 24 hours. Rabbi Yasa Azal Atzor, Chama Yasoin Zafsin, Zikukin, Zirin, Vyisol Zabnin. Rabbi Yasa went to Tzor and he saw the idolaters tarring their small bottles and the Jews buying them, assuming that the idolaters had not stored wine in them. Amma, Manchar Lachoin. Rabbi Yasa said to them, who's permitted you to do this? The idolaters have stored wine in them. Shalon Rabbi Yitzhak, Rabbi Mani, Ba'ason, and they asked this question to Rabbi Yitzhak and Rabbi Mani to permit them to use them without kashering them, but they prohibited it.